So, Mr. Chairman, we'll do those two proposals, the bighorn sheep and elk season, so that we have the commissioners here to make them as proposals to move forward with the continuation of that process. And then I believe that we'll probably circle back and do the resolution for the petition that you denied and the resolution in respect to the bounty program, I think is the direction we're going, and then we can go from there.
Yep, perfect.
That sound good?
Okay.
Good plan.
Yep.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator for the Department. I have with me here Trenton Heffley. Trenton's our Regional Terrestrial Resources Supervisor, a very long title. He's very important. He's here to give us a presentation and an update and some positive things here in regards to the management and hunting opportunities for bighorn sheep, and we'll try to keep this as concise as we can.
Good afternoon, Commission. Like Chad said, in the interest of time here, I'm going to try and go as quickly as I can. First slide here is just used to illustrate where we have bighorn sheep in the Black Hills and out onto Pennington County. We have five herds in the Black Hills, so our Deadwood herd up in the northern Black Hills. These two polygons then would be what we consider our Rapid City herd, Custer State Park, our Hell Canyon herd, and Elk Mountain, and then our herd in the Badlands or out onto our eastern Pennington Prairies. And we do use a variety of methods to survey these sheep just because of terrain and geography that we have available. One of the surveys that we use is a harvest survey, so every hunter is required to bring in a ram that they harvest. We ask a variety of questions, and what that does is it allows us to figure out how many days they hunted and the age and quality of rams that are available. It's one indice that we use to determine availability and quality of rams in the herds. We also do a winter ground count on most all of our herds, and it's just a random count. Almost all of our sheep are available or readily accessible on roadways, so we can just drive through most of these herds every few times in the fall and winter and count what we have available. The one exception to that would be our Elk Mountain herd. We do have a very specific survey process for that herd. We have a start and a stop time with 12 observation points and a designated amount of time that we count from each one of those designated points. Unfortunately, through time, that survey process has been very imprecise, and we're losing the collared animals that we depend on. So we are trying to put more collars out in that herd right now, but for right now, we're kind of depending on some assumptions there to keep that herd estimate moving forward. And this slide just simply illustrates the demand. We've got over 5,000 people that applied for three licenses in 2019. And then over 2,000 applicants who applied for preference only. So a tremendous amount of interest among residents. And again, real quick here, this is just the transplant history that we've had in South Dakota. The last bighorn sheep was likely harvested in the 1920s in what is now Jackson County or Wabash County. So even shortly after the last harvest occurred, the managers already realized that there was an issue and that we needed to start bringing sheep back to make sure that sheep stayed here. Some of the early transplants were unsuccessful, likely due to the disease that they just didn't fully understand at the time. But until that CSP transplant there in the mid-60s, that was the first one that really took off and was kind of the re-implementation or replant transplanting of sheep in South Dakota. And I do want to point out there in 2014 with our Hell Canyon transplant, we'll discuss that later on here with one of the proposals. And this is the kind of the meat and potatoes of our survey estimate. The Rapid City herd there you'll see is three separate subherds. We had 33 sheep counted in that herd. That herd is still suffering from pneumonia. Most of the individuals in that herd are radio collared, so we're pretty confident that that's somewhere in that low to mid 30s. In addition to CSP, most of those sheep experience the die-off at roughly the same time. Difference with CSP is we did initiate a research project 4 or 5 years ago, and we're fairly confident we've eliminated pneumonia from that herd. And again, that'll be part of the proposal later on. Looking at our Badlands sheep then, that's a joint effort between Badlands National Park and South Dakota Game Fish and Parks to survey those animals. That is just a simple, we go out and count, they'll go out and count, and we add up our numbers at the end. Elk Mountain, as I stated, that survey is getting fairly imprecise. We did only count 57 individuals, and I believe only one of those was collared. So on the next slide here, you'll see that it's really hard for us to draw any conclusions from those numbers. We're like mountain lions, we survey such a small population, and we're trying to make inferences with very little data. It's tough to do. And then Hell Canyon, counted 76 individuals in that herd. That herd, like I said, was transplanted originally in 2014, has grown significantly since then, and that'll be part of our harvest proposal going forward. And like I explained in the Elk Mountain sheep here, you can see our confidence intervals. We either have a lot of sheep or a little sheep, and it's really tough to draw any conclusions. So we are working at developing a sightability model, which should allow us to fly Elk Mountain with a helicopter and come up with a little more precise estimate. And again, just in the interest of time, this is a summary of some research that we did for pneumonia. I think we're just going to skip over this for now. And then this is actually the action sheet of the proposal.
Can you go back?
You bet.
Your last slide?
You bet. Yeah, so starting about 4 years ago, we looked at trying to be one of the first locations in the country where we implemented some theories that had been developed in pen trials. And that theory is basically that even though you have consistent pneumonia die-off, it's likely only one or two individuals in that herd that are reinfecting the lambs and causing that disease to perpetuate. So fortunately, we had two herds that were distinctly separate that had a similar disease history. So we were able to go in and find the shedders or the sick sheep in Custer State Park. We took those sheep out. We left the sheep that we identified in the Rapid City herd, and lo and behold, then that's how we were able to clean up the pneumonia in Custer State Park. So we've since moved that research proposal into Rapid City, and hopefully here now in the next year or two, we should be able to eliminate pneumonia in Rapid City. And then I'll leave the last slide up here. This kind of is going to maybe be helpful in some discussion going forward when we talk about the unit boundaries and some of the issues we're looking at with delineating different units and different herds.
Any questions for Trenton on the presentation?
Nope.
My $8 reading glasses broke on me, so no laughing. I can't read without them. There you go. Those are probably worth more than mine. They're probably 3.5 power, though. Okay. Rachel is going to pass out, if she hasn't already, a revised first page of the Black Hills Bighorn sheep hunting season. I noticed before the meeting started, we inadvertently left a recommended change on there that is important to what we want to bring forward to you here this afternoon. So this would be for the 2020 hunting seasons. I think Trenton's presentation, I think, even though we skimmed through it very fast, to get us through where we need to get to today. We have some exciting news, I think, in regards to bighorn sheep, some of the disease research we've done, some of the management by removing some of those shedders is pretty important and a valuable tool, I think, for us to potentially be using into the future here. And I think some of the transplants we've done have really enhanced some of our populations, and therefore you're going to see some of those results of those efforts within these recommendations here today. So recommended change number one would be to increase the number of licenses. I believe it was from 5 in previous years to no more than 8 that could be issued. And we'll dive into some of these other changes here right now. So recommended change number 2 on there. I know this action sheet looks real busy in regards to unit boundary descriptions, but I think if you just maybe turn the pages and we'll kind of walk through some of these changes. So recommended change number 2 is to essentially modify unit 2, which includes the Elk Mountain bighorn sheep herd. So you'll note up there on the top right of that slide up there, Unit 2 currently now includes Custer County, except for Wind Cave and Custer State Park. We would essentially modify that unit to that very southwest portion of Custer County and down into some areas into Fall River County. So that is recommended change number 2. Recommended change number 3 there is to establish a new unit called Unit 4, which would essentially include all of Custer County except Custer State Park, Wind Cave National Park and that portion of Unit 2 that resides into Custer State Park or into Custer County. And the establishment of this unit is to allow us to offer hunting opportunities for that new herd that was established probably five, 10 years ago in Hell Canyon there near Jewel Cave Park is where those sheep were transplanted. So we would like to differentiate those herds and manage them what we feel is appropriate based on staff recommendations. Recommended change number four is to bring back hunting opportunity within Custer State Park. It's been quite some time since we've been able to offer a license there within the park. We've met with both biological and park staff there. We know bighorn sheep are very attractive from our visitors that come into the park to view wildlife and to see the beauty of Custer State Park. But both divisional staff feel we do have an opportunity there to provide a license there for a hunter to come back into the park. So that's pretty exciting. If you turn that page, you can see the allocation of those eight licenses by units. As Trenton indicated for Unit 1 there around Rapid City, we'll recommendation there to retain the closure of that season. In addition to those eight, the commission does have the authority because we are issuing three or more licenses to offer an auction license, which would, I believe, would be the new auction license would be available for the 2021 season. I believe the 2020 has already been auctioned off in association with the governor's hunt in efforts there. But so there's a potential here for nine licenses, and I think that's pretty neat here, considering where we were maybe 10 years ago with sheep. So we've made some headway there. You'll see a note there under that table. The department does have a recommendation for that auction license to be in all valid units except for Unit 4, which would be that new one at Hell Canyon and within Custer State Park. So we'd maybe just based on those being new units, just kind of easing into there that we'd like to retain the harvest that we have within that table above there with those licenses allocated. So I guess in a nutshell, that's what we have here for changes for bighorn sheep. And Trenton and I would try to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions? Comments? Did we find those two or three big ones in the Badlands?
I don't know.
Or do they still exist, or?
This is Trenton Halfley. The hunter that spent some time out there spent considerable time out there this year. He did harvest a nice ram by any measure. It likely will score greater than the Boone and Crockett minimum. We did receive a picture from a public photographer of one of the really big rams that we were looking for, but it was still in Badlands National Park. So I don't know that one ever came out.
Questions, comments? What do you need from us?
We need a motion to move forward with the recommended changes that we just brought forward.
Okay. There's a second? Any discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Okay. Thank you.